It's Wednesday, the 30th of April, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The world will observe Workers' Day or May Day tomorrow. The day is a celebration of the international labor movement observed in over 80 countries and honors the struggles and sacrifices of workers and the broader labor movement. Here is local labor expert Sidwell Scholes.
We recognize that workers are not just part of the economy, they are its heart. Their labor builds our infrastructure, it drives our innovation, it supports families and keeps the wheels of daily life turning. Yet, too often, their contributions go unnoticed. On this day, we should pause and recognize not only the achievements, but also the struggles that workers go through. We need to remember the importance of fair wages, safe working conditions, and respect for every individual's dignity. We need to commemorate workers not just as a celebration, but also as a commitment to justice, equality, and social solidarity. Let us never forget that every job has value in society, and every worker deserves appreciation.
The Walvis Bay Corridor Group is urging truck drivers to prioritize safe and responsible driving after receiving several complaints from motorists. Minister of Works and Transport, Veiko Nekundi, has also addressed concerns about unsafe practices on national roads, stressing the need for immediate corrective action. Marketing and Communication Manager at the Walvis Bay Corridor Group, Maria Paulus.
One of the key concerns is the unsafe practice of trucks traveling in convoys without maintaining safe following distances, which poses a serious risk to the safety of other road users. Honorable Nekundi highlighted the misuse of high beam headlights by some truck drivers, especially during the night. This poses a serious risk to oncoming vehicles and increases the potential of accidents. Road safety is a shared responsibility, and proactive communication and reinforcement of good driving habits are crucial in fostering up safety on our roads.
The South African Policing Union has called on members of the public with information regarding the missing car the three Free State police officers were travelling in to come forward. The officers went missing en route from Bloemfontein to Limpopo for a three-month deployment under a police operation. Their bodies were found in the Hennops River in Centurion. SAPU's Lesiba Tobakale.
The VW Polo has not been found. It is leaving quite a lot of questions because we believe that it plays a key role in determining what really transpired. This investigation would not be complete until the whereabouts of the vehicle are found to look at what really transpired.
Hundreds of Congolese soldiers and police officers seeking refuge at the United Nations base in Goma since the eastern city's capture in January are being transferred to Kinshasa, the International Committee of the Red Cross said on Wednesday. Reuters reports that the Red Cross will escort the now unarmed soldiers and police officers as well as their families from the MINUSCO peacekeeping mission's site to the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital over the course of several days. And police in Sweden have detained a 16-year-old suspected of murdering three people at a hair salon in the city of Uppsala.
The suspect was arrested shortly after midnight following Tuesday afternoon shooting in a university town less than 50 miles from Stockholm. Swedish police say an investigation is underway and are intensely looking into the theory that the murders were gang-related. In 2023, Sweden had the highest rate of gun violence per capita in the European Union. The European Parliament recently stated that the country is battling a wave of gang violence. Sweden's government has also vowed to strengthen gun laws following February's mass shooting, where 11 people were killed. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.